Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. Now, we're talking from St. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, where the Lord Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to the mountain, be thou removed to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So now we understand now what this looked like. It is when the Lord has spoken, you heard the voice of the Lord with great clarity. That is the seed. That is the mustard seed, you would say. Amen. Now this is very important. Now, once you have the seed, you must understand the appropriate corresponding action to that seed is to plant it and to root it. Now, this is a season of gravitoxicity. Now, this is very important. That means that the word has to be planted and rooted, and it's going to grow under the ground. And you can't see anything on top of the ground. So you can't see anything happening. Now, this is so critical for us to understand. See, now, so in this season, you got to give the appropriate corresponding action. You have to understand that the word that God spoke to you, that mustard seed, amen, it must now be planted and rooted underground. Every farmer understands this. Once he gets seed, he has to plant the seed in the ground. The seed must have time to go to work and get rooted. And once it get rooted, it will begin to grow. And it will do what? It will grow out of the ground and come to a state of phototoxic. Now, this is very important. Why? Now I can see. I have a picture of what's going on. Now, this is very important. And you must know how to give the appropriate corresponding action through this season. And I've seen so many of my Christian brothers and sisters fail in this season. Why? Because they want to believe that they can pray and they can get God to move. No, when God gave you that word, that was God's answer. And you have to give the appropriate corresponding action of planting it and rooting it so it will come up and begin to work on bringing you the promised harvest. Now go have a faith-filled day.